On the heels of our conversation with movie critic Leonard Maltin, it's time to go to the Fool Radio Vault for an encore presentation of a game we played last year. It was called Cash and Cinema. We have three Hollywood-themed money questions. Our player, Jim, will start out with three full ball caps and loses a full ball cap for each incorrect answer. So pressure is on Jim from Phoenix, Arizona, as we welcome him to our show. Welcome, Jim.
Hello.
You have your game face on?
Sure do.
What's the last movie you saw?
Return of the King.
And was that a thumbs up?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, we may talk about that a little bit later, but are you ready for our game?
Sure thing.
Great, let's lead off with question one. It's entitled Titanic Returns. The 1997 Hollywood blockbuster Titanic did some major business, both in the U.S. and internationally. Jim, how much has Titanic earned worldwide? Four choices for you. Is it A, $214 million, B, $980 million, C, $1.8 billion, or D, $3.1 billion?
I think the answer is D, 3.6.
Actually, it was just $1.8 billion. I say just, but that's a lot of money. In fact, it's number one all time, but not quite over $3 billion, Jim, just $1.8. Let me ask you, did you see Titanic?
Yeah, I did.
How many times did you see it?
Just one.
Did you cry?
Not me.
Are you being honest with our nationwide audience?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, Return of the King, which we mentioned already, is second worldwide in gross box office right now, right in there at about $1 billion. By the way, $644 million of that is from the overseas box office, representing such a big part of what Hollywood is aiming for these days. Jim, you lost one ball cap. The good news is you still have two. Are you ready for question number two?
Okay.
Okay, for the man who did not cry watching Titanic, let's go to box office belly flops. Jim, Coca-Cola CEO Doug Daft earned around $5.8 million in total compensation last year. My question for you is, which 2003 film made less than that at the U.S. box office? Four options for you. A, From Justin to Kelly. B, Bulletproof Monk. C, Gigli. Or D, None of the Above.
Oh, geez. Everybody loves to give C a hard time, and so I'm not going to jump on that one. But I think it was B. Oh no.
Kelly Clarkson.
I should take a chance.
Justin Guarini.
This one's special
in the musical event of the summer. From Justin to Kelly.
Yes, it was the musical event of the summer, at least in its marketing.
Oh.
You were close, Jim. You were right. You didn't go for the obvious Gigli red herring.
Yeah, well, you know, it was funny because the first one, I didn't even know it existed. I thought that was a red herring.
No, it did. In fact, it was the American Idol spinoff. It brought in a little under $5 million. By the way, Bulletproof Monk pulled down $23 million. Gigli earned around $6 million. From Justin to Kelly, didn't get very good reviews, but there were some redeeming elements. E! Online's review of this movie said, and I quote, "Yes, it's bad, but there are big, dumb song and dance numbers to enjoy," end quote. By the way, for the record, at a total compensation of $5.8 million, we're not trying to pick on Coca-Cola CEO Doug Daft. He actually ranked 148th in Forbes magazine's list of executive pay. It just so happens that his own pay came so close to the payday for From Justin to Kelly. Jim, you have one ball cap left. Your final question is the Oscars. The Oscars will determine whether or not you are a winner on this show. Are you ready?
Yep.
Which one of these Oscar-winning movies had the lowest domestic box office? We didn't say, by the way, that any of these questions were easy. Which of these four had the lowest domestic box office? Is it A, American Beauty? B, Kramer versus Kramer? C, Braveheart? Or D, Rain Man?
Are we adjusting for the year that they were?
We are not adjusting for inflation. It's a perfectly fair thing to do. In this case, we're just going with the gross.
Oh, I'd say then Kramer versus Kramer. Oh, my gosh.
It's stunning. When I looked over the answers myself, I was all about Kramer versus Kramer, too. Obviously, almost a generation before the other three. But in fact, the lowest box office for an Oscar-winning movie among those four was Braveheart, making just $75 million. A few years ago.
You're kidding.
Stunning. American Beauty, $139 million. Kramer versus Kramer made $106 million back in the day. Rain Man made $172 million. And as we already mentioned, the highest grossing Oscar winner is Titanic.
Wow.
Jim, are you going to be watching the Academy Awards this Sunday night?
Depending on whether or not I'm doing something else.
What will you be rooting for?
Return of the King, I would say.
And for that, because that was my favorite movie and choice, we're still going to award Jim a full ball cap this year, because that's the correct answer. And I knew we could find some way to do it for you, Jim. I love your attitude. We appreciate your gamesmanship, and I think you have good taste in movies.
Well, thank you.
And that wraps up our game of Cash and Cinema. Jim, any advice for future players of Cash and Cinema?
Watch more movies.
I like that. And how about, before you go, one piece of life advice or wisdom for motley fools everywhere?
Always wear comfortable shoes.
Love it. Totally agree. Even better if they've got bells on the front of them.
Yeah.
Jim, thanks a lot, and good luck.
All right, thank you, Mike.
You can listen to this game, any part of this show, and any part of past Motley Fool radio shows online at fool.npr.org. That's fool.npr.org.